you need power. Anybody need some power? Understand how you feel, but choir, y'all not finished singing.
Come on. Amen. Come on, choir. My, my, my. That's all. That's it. I need another soprano. Sister done had it.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning all over this land. We just grateful again that we're in the presence of the Lord. We're meeting for this very, very important executive meeting. And why is it important, saints? Because we are meeting God. We are here to receive the word of God, sitting at the table, listening, just ready to receive and not just receive, to apply. And that is one of the most powerful things that you can do, is to get up with an expectation to receive a word from the Lord, to receive his wisdom, to receive his counselor, to receive everything that he has for you. The word is to receive. And knowing that God is a willing God, he is not selfish. He does not hold it back, because if he was a selfish God, he would not have allowed his son to die for our sins. He would have not allowed his son to leave us with a comforter. And this is why we should just always have a praise on our tongues at all times, just to give God a praise. Our actions, we should just be able to just glorify him at all times through our actions, because God is just so good to us, and nobody on this line could say any differently. God is good to us whether you can see it or whether you don't, because you are here this morning with breath in your body and you made it in the number. So you just better get up right now wherever you at and just shout, do a dance, do whatever it is that you do, and just show God that I am so thankful on this beautiful Thursday morning. I made it through from Monday to Thursday, and I've only been able to do it through you, Father, through your Holy Spirit leading me and guiding me. And I'm just so thankful, Father God, that you just love all of us so much, no matter where we're at on this earth, Father God. You love us all. You bring us together. It is God that's bringing us together from the north, the south, the east, the west. Do you all understand? We are on an international level. God is everywhere. He is not just stuck in these United States of America. He's not just stuck in Atlanta, Georgia. He is everywhere. This line is being used as a tool to speak everyone, and that the only person who can do that is God. That is God, and we just need to all the time give him his glory, give him his thanks. We do thank you. We thank each and every person that gets up and make this a priority in their life. But guess what? We can thank you, but God, he thanks you even more, because you're showing him that I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to do new things in my life. But most of all, I want to get to know you better. I'm seeking that intimate and personal relationship with you. I want to do better. I want to know better. I want to succeed. I want prosperity. And this is what God is seeking. He's seeking for us to be drawn nearer to him, so you can, he can be a blessing to you. So again, I say all that to say, just give God his glory. Just say hallelujah, praise his name. Just let him know that he is worthy to be praised. No matter how you feel this morning, right now, your blood should be just get boiling right now. Your adrenaline should be up. The songwriter itself, the music should have got you, woke you up so you could be in the presence of the Lord. Get you some paper, get you some pencil. You've noticed that God has been speaking some words this week, and you need to take notes. Take notes so you can go back and read over the things that God is saying to you, because the words that are coming out are truthful words. God speaks in spirit and truth, and that's what you are attached to on this morning, a ministry that is going to give you the truth unadulterated word. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Bring us in with prayer, please.
Good morning, Minister Anita. Good morning, all who listen to us. And once again, we'd like to thank God again. We'd like to thank you for sitting with us at our executive meeting. And so today, God, we command this morning, we command this day, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare your lordship over our day, oh God. As we get under your covering anointing all this day of the early rise, oh God, I command this morning, God, to hold and shake the ends of the earth, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Lord, make the outgoings of the morning be to rejoice, oh God. I receive your love and kindness every morning, oh God. Release your beauty of the holiness from the womb in the morning, oh God. Let the light break forth in the light in the morning, oh God. Let your judgment come upon us, oh God, this morning, but morning by morning, oh God, so we may be alignment with you, oh God. Lord, you're going forth to prepare us this morning as we pray that you come as the rain, Lord, and let the former rain upon the earth, oh God. Lord, you visit me every morning, oh God. You visit us, oh God. Lord, you awaken me by the morning, oh God. You awaken my ear to hear as we learn, oh God. I am not afraid of the arrow that flies by the day or the terror that comes by night, oh God. Lord, you show forth the salvation in my life from day to day, oh God. Lord, release the mystery to bring the heavens down to the earth, oh God. I come in agreement with the heavens, oh God, to declare your glory, oh God. The chief angels of the flaming swords, oh God, are battling on behalf ahead of us of a time, oh God. Our appointed time has been declared by God in the heavens, oh God. As sunrise and dawn will give birth to the world, the will of God and light, the light will shine upon witness and shake it from the heavens, oh God. As the twilight, God, shall flee. Newfound stars await us, oh God. My destiny is inevitable, oh God. Let the prayers reach you this morning, oh God. I command this morning, oh God, it's your ears to open me to hear your cry, God. Hear my cry, God. Let the current self that place the Holy Spirit prayers will reign and be dispatched upon the earth, God, and do your will, oh God. I command the earth to get into place and receive your every instruction on your behalf, oh God. I command all the elements of the creation to heed and obey, oh God, as we praise the resources and we fast that you gave grace, oh God. The earth shall yield and her increase unto you, oh God. I declare the first light has come, oh God. The first fruit of the morning is a holy and entire day, oh holy, oh God. The prophecy when the Lord is on the morning will be desperately done. We will know its place in the day, oh God. I declare that the first light will shake, oh God, the corners of the earth, oh God. As it is, my portion has fallen on behalf of the prison, Lord, sweet and agreeable in its place, and I have the spirit of heirs, oh God. And we pray in God in your name, oh God. We pray, oh God. I am so faithfully blessed, oh God, as I command the morning and the after the day. The time is being redeemed, oh God. The people of God have taken authority of the fourth watch, oh God, of the day, oh God. Our spheres of airways and highways are being airjacked by Jesus, oh God. The atmospheres of the airways over me and my family, my church, my workplace, my ministry, my neighborhood, my city, my nation, and the world is producing a new climate, oh God. The new climate is constructing a godly stronghold in times of trouble, oh God. I'm thinking that the people will be conducive to your redeeming, oh God, the kingdom of heaven, oh God. When we pray in your name, in Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just give God some praise there for now. Just hallelujah, Father. We just thank you. And Minister Shakita, we thank you for commanding the atmosphere, because that is such an important thing, as we learned earlier in this year, that God has given us the authority to command our atmosphere throughout the day. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you just for being obedient and allowing the Lord to use you in that way, because that is something that we need to apply. But I went yesterday, I had just such a great time in the Lord with God using Apostle Temple to break down the scripture yesterday. And it's nothing better but to hear the unadulterated truth, to hear someone who can bring a word to you and break that word down, and then you can apply it in your life. And one thing about God, you may read things over and over, but when you're in a position where he feels that you're ready to get the revelation, he will always bring somebody through to bring a revelation to you. And right now, it is him dealing with me. I'm in a season where God is bringing revelation in my life. He's taken off old scales. He's taken off some things in my life, some traditional things in my life. And now I'm just like a little child
sitting under a Christmas tree waiting to what open up gifts every day, because he is showing me things every day. And when the song came on this morning, it says Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. And I started talking to God as I was dancing, and I said, God, I want more godly counsel. I want more godly counsel because of the circumstances and the situations that we are in. This world, not just the United States of America, this world is in right now. We need godly counsel. And one thing about God, God put people in our life. If you ask him, if you're asking him to put people in your life that can bring you godly counsel, that can give you the proper leadership, that can take you from one place to the other. The problem is a lot of people do not like correction. They ask for it, but they don't like to deal with the correction. And I looked up a whole bunch of scriptures, and there's a lot of scriptures that talks about godly counsel, which relates back into wisdom. And wisdom is here. She's here to guide us. And God puts wisdom in the people that he trusts. Wisdom is not something that everybody's just going to have right up. It's a process. That's going to that's how you're going to receive the wisdom. And right now, I'm just so thankful that under the leadership that I'm under right now, that any given time at ABM, you can attest to this, and Fiji and all over the land, I'm more than sure that God is working on something too, where you all will be able to tap into a person, whether it be ABM or somebody else, where you can receive the godly wisdom that we're receiving, because the godly wisdom that we're receiving under the leadership right now of Apostle Temple, is that wisdom is what's keeping us safe right now. It's keeping us safe. I know at one point in time, and I don't have it before me now, that prophetic word that came out earlier in the this year that let us know what we were to do to prepare for this pandemic. And then a couple of months ago, we had another prophetic word that was going to help us continue to get through. And right now, we got a lot of people that's letting their guards down. And they're getting into a place where fear is setting in. They're getting to a place where discouragement is coming in. They're getting into a place where they're mentally, you know, their depression is coming in. But see, God used the godly man to give us the instructions already. He gave us a godly man to give us instructions. And we have to be into a place to receive it. You have to be into a place allowing the Holy Spirit. See, that's where that trust and that faith and being loyal to God and being committed to God. So when you hear the word of God, and you not only hear, you recognize who he put in your presence at for a time such as this, then you latch on to it. You latch on, you hold on to that person, that place, or that thing, and then you receive the words of God that God has for you. Now, yesterday we were talking about the asking, seeking, and knocking, and Apostle Temple ended it, and it was so strong. The words has been in my face for over 40-something years, and it never hit me in reference to you were asking, seeking, and knocking for the Holy Spirit, which is your lead, which is your guide, which is, and I say all of that because the only way I have to go back to me, was able to receive it, and I done sat up under different denominations. I've sat up under people that feel that they are the best Southern Baptist teachers, and I'm not putting down any denominations, but I did not receive that word. So I had to go back and have a conversation with God, and he says, because you were You were not seeking the godly counsel that you were asking for. You were in a place where you were not trying to understand my word. You wanted to hear my word, and then you wanted to act as if you was applying my word, but the word wasn't being applied. And this is why you kept going around the same mountain over and over and over, because you were not, basically the Holy Spirit was letting me know that I had been being foolish. That's what he had been letting me know. And I had to go back and sit and say, I can't say God speaks to me, but I'm always talking to God. I have had some audible conversations, but the scriptures, the way he makes me feel, the things he would take me to scriptures in the Bible to allow me to know how I have been acting. And on this day, I don't want anybody else to continue to be into a place where they're not receiving the word of God because they're stuck on tradition or they're worrying about what the next person say. And see, one thing I have learned about people, when you find a godly person or a person that's using wisdom, that's going against what the naysayers or the different people who are stuck on tradition, then it's easy for them to come and sit and say that that person or we are wrong, instead of them seeking God first and getting his answer. And it behooves me how people could just come up and sit and say, well, that's not what the word of God say. But when you go back and you're able to show them what the word of God say, but not just show them, but to explain it to them, then they have nothing to say. And in this date and time, we as a people, it does not matter where you're at, we are one people. God has one people. We are one people. We should be into a place right now where you are seeking the counsel of God. You are seeking God's counseling. Remember in the second prophetic word, it says that we were not to pay attention to the things that were going on around. You need to stay steadfast on what God was saying. And the only way that you're going to know what God is saying is if you are receiving his godly counsel. If you are attached to someone that has the gift of wisdom. Yes, it is a gift. It is a gift. It's a gift that is given. It is a process that you have to go through. And when you people feel like when you have wisdom that you don't make no mistakes, that's a lie. Everybody makes mistakes. The problem is that do you learn from your mistakes and do you correct the mistakes that you see? Because if you can't learn from your mistakes, then you can't come and teach me anything. But if you have fallen or you've tripped, then and you picked yourself up and you've confessed that you tripped and you sought God's face out to say, okay, what did I do wrong? That correction comes in, then you're able to help other people. And we are in a season now God is trying to help people. And I wouldn't care who say anything differently. I know, I see the power of God, what he is doing in this land. People that I have not spoken to for years after years have just been calling me, telling me the greatness and the goodness of God and how things are going differently in their life during this season of the pandemic. When things were supposed to be, I guess, the norm, everybody was going through a bigger struggle than what they're going through now. But see, when God used wisdom to sit and put us into a place of standstill so we could be steadfast and unmovable and start praying and fasting and consecrating ourselves more, then it put us in a place where we received clarity. When not just clarity, understanding came into place. And so I want to sit and say to you all today that, and all of us may not possess it at this time, but I can sit and attest to you today with my life that God has put a person in your place right now that takes time out of their busy schedule day in and day out to bring, to feed you, to bring you the fruit of life, to put not just with that meal, you getting the appetizer and you're getting a dessert to go with your meal. Because why? Because that person has went through the fire. That person has went through the storm. That person has been drugged through the mud. That person has been persecuted and still be persecuted day in and day out, but still seeks God's godly wisdom, his counsel, so he can come back and pour it back into our life. The question is, are you ready to receive it? Are you in a place where you are willing to receive, even if it's correction, even if it makes your flesh, if it just makes you feel like get you angry? That's good that you might be getting angry at that correction, because it's letting you know that flesh, because that flesh is going to fight against what God has. That flesh still wants to be in control, but you have to be, my people, wherever you're at in this world. You have to be in a place where you die to flesh and you allow God to lead you into a place where you are going to receive. Well, the place right now is over the internet. The place right now is over the phone, but you're receiving everything that you need to receive. God is trying very hard, diligently, because you got people like me. You got people like Minister Chiquita. You got people like Mother O. I know people that are seeking the face of God, that's asking God, change me, Lord God. Put me in a place, Lord Jesus, be prosperous. Put me in a place where I can be successful, Father. And your age has nothing to do with it. It's your mindset. It's where your heart is at. It's what you truly believe. It's what you truly want. If you go through the scriptures, if you go through the Bible, it is so many scriptures in the Bible that tells you about godly counsel, being godly, being allowing wisdom to lead you. It's scriptures in there that sit and tell you that if you don't receive the hold on, let me find it. Says plans are, Proverbs 20:18, plans are established by counsel, by wise guidance, wage war. It's other ones in here. For by wise guidance you can wage your war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. You get victory by godly counsel. Without God's plans, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. That's the one that I like. Proverbs 11:14, where there is no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. When those prophetic words came through, even though the government is saying one thing, God said something else. The prophetic came through, and that came from God's counsel. That came from his wisdom. He has chosen a vessel that's in a place, and you need to tell somebody about it, because that's the only way a change is going to come in your life. And until you get into a place where you say, God, I'm ready. I need your godly counsel. Connect me. That's my prayer today. God, connect me. Keep me connected, because, see, he's already connected me. I noticed it. I saw it. Even though so many different things came at me, the love that I have for God, and I'm not going to tell you temptation didn't set in, but the love I have for God, temptation, what others did, what they said and how they did it, it didn't make a difference. God let me know you on the right track, because you steadfast and immovable. And I started praying about things. I started going into these prayers where I start talking to God, and the more I start talking to God, the more he started opening my eyes. And I'm going to sit and tell you something. I was dealing with something for 2 years ago. I just spoke to Apostle Temple maybe 3 weeks ago with the revelation about something that I was totally in the blind with, but I was a part of the situation. But you see, this is where God comes in. This is where he puts you in a place. He plants you. God plants you in a place where you will be. The seed is put into the ground, and then you are developed. And during that development, you're receiving the godly counsel that you have. Apostle Temple, I'm not sure if you're on the line today, but if you are, would you like to expound, sir?
Oh, God bless everyone. Good morning, Eastern Standard Time, United States of America. And God bless all our saints and friends that is tuning in this morning. And, you know, I'm just so geared up, so excited, amen, because I know many of you are ending your year explosive. You're ending your year with the mindset. Now, ending your year explosive is not necessarily mean you don't accomplish the physical thing, but just having a mindset that you are going to accomplish the different things in your life, the promise that God said in your life that you're going to achieve, amen, you ending this year explosively. So my hat goes off to you all as well. You know, one thing that I just want to elaborate a little bit on, just as Evangelist was sharing about wisdom, and, you know, just elaborate on that just a touch, amen, because one thing about that you all, we as people need is wisdom. It, you know, when you have knowledge but a lack of wisdom, you still dangerous to your life and everybody else. Amen. Because if you have wisdom without the knowledge, amen, what good is wisdom? Wisdom needs to have something. It needs knowledge. Amen. It also needs a leader. Amen. You cannot apply or walk in wisdom without being a leader in your life. Because you're going to get so many influences, so many people will tell you this and tell you that, or go about doing it this way. But if you are not a true leader that is leading your life that with the Lord, amen, you are not going to be able to walk in wisdom. You're going to be able to walk into some other stuff. Now, and also with wisdom, and this is what people really need to understand, that wisdom also comes, it's also been developed. It's been developed from trial and error. Amen. It's been developed for trial and error because it's the errors and them trials that really allow you to attain the wisdom and really allow a wisdom to be developed. Many people think it's the good things and all this kind of stuff there. No, wisdom is developed in the gutter. I like to say the gutter, or it's developed in your lowest point in your life, into the trial, into the mess. Amen. That's where wisdom is developed from. And the wisdom is developed from that, but it applies and it needs and it feeds off of knowledge. And that's why it's so important that saints of God, you get the correct information. Because if you get the correct information, you can be able to apply, amen, or articulate the information and to see a successful outcome. You won't see a successful outcome regardless of what you apply if you don't have the correct information. That's why it's so important for you as people of God begin to seek God diligently for yourself. Amen? And begin to seek. It's great to have mentors. It's great, and you need your connections with your pastors and different leaders. But at the end of the day, you need to seek God and seek after the knowledge for yourself. You got to understand that, amen? Have your own mind and make sure you seek God for yourself and you begin to do your own studies. And don't look at your life as a life of failure. One thing about wisdom saying, I'm trying to be developed, but you too busy having a self-pity party. I'm trying to be developed, but you too busy trying to throw in a towel. I'm trying to be developed, but you too busy walking with bitterness. I'm trying to be developed, you too busy walking with anger. I'm trying to be developed, but you too busy quitting. See, you got to understand that. Wisdom trying to be developed. Wisdom trying to mature in each and every one of us, but at the end of the day, if we're going to look at every situation as a situation where I can have hatred, bitterness, all this kind of stuff here, wisdom will not be developed. Because one thing about life have a tendency repeating a cycle all over again. It has a tendency to come back around again. And one thing about wisdom wisdom. Wisdom said, okay, I want to be developed, because when this situation comes around again, we'll know what to do and we'll be able to assess the situation and make wise decisions. Amen. And that's many of you, you are missing your blessings, or the devil is playing on so many people because the people are not operating or allowing the wisdom that is inside of you to be mature. You know, and the Bible declares that those who want wisdom, all you have to do is ask for. In other words, everyone has a piece of wisdom inside of you, but you got to operate in it. Amen. You have to operate in it. Don't look at these backstabbing friends as somebody, okay, yeah, y'all try to take me out. No, look at it as wisdom just going to develop me, because now I know who's for me, and now I know who's against me, and now I know how much information I can share with you, and now I know how much information I do not share with you. I know how far to go with you, and now I know I could go this place with you. That's how wisdom being developed, you all. Amen? And we don't have to walk around here and all jacked up and all mad and all this kind of stuff here at the end of the day and say, no, I don't want to deal with that person. No, I don't want to deal with you. No, I don't. No, it just teach me how far to go with you. Amen. It just teach me what I need to do with you. It just teach me what I don't need to do or what I do not need to contribute. And you begin to develop an eye what it looks like. Amen. And that way you don't look at people all sideways, all corner ways, because I want to help somebody and let you know you don't want to control your own life. Let me dig into this just for a second. You control your own life. People do not control your own life. What is happening in your life right now is because you allow it. It's not because you got haters. It's not because you got liars. It's not because you got people that is coming up against you. It's not because of your lack. It's not because of what you don't have. It's not because of your burden. It's what you allow comes in your life. That is what taking place right now. You could come against everything that doesn't supposed to be in your life, and I'm talking about right now. You could come against it right now, and you could begin to allow different things that you need or the promises of God and what God told you to come into your life. You don't have to be everybody take care of. Amen. You're not there to be everybody's support system. You're not there to try to take care of everybody. You got to, first of all, make sure your life is to the point to where God says you will have, now you can be a blessing to others. Don't allow the different things that comes in by night to discourage you by day. I'm going to say that again. Don't allow things that comes in by night to discourage you by day. I want to talk to somebody, and I declare it, and I decree it, that before this year over, you're going to take authority of your life. You're going to stop allowing what people think about you. You're going to stop allowing what people say about you. You're going to stop allowing your situation to predict your outcome. You're going to stop allowing different things that is not promised to you about God to dictate to you where you are going. I declare it, I decree it in the name of Jesus. You're going to come against any type of dark forces. You're going to come against anything that is, my God, not of God. You're going to stand strong in the times where fiery darts are lies, fiery darts are persecution, and you're going to walk in the abundancy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Now watch this. Give me about four more minutes. Walking in the abundancy of Lord, it takes wisdom. It takes wisdom to stay there. It takes wisdom to stay in your blessing. It takes wisdom to stay in your residual. It takes wisdom to stay into the different things of God. One thing about the enemy, he always trying to have you to depart out of the things, amen? But it takes wisdom. And nobody cannot depart you from the things of God other than yourself. Other than yourself. Now watch this real quick. I got a phone call the other day, amen, and this is not going against nobody. This is not talking about nobody. I'm just using it for example. I got a phone call the other day. Now, the phone call that I got the other day and on the other line, amen, I knew that this individual had really persecuted me. I knew that this individual on the other line really stayed stabbed. I'm talking about really done. Put some blood stains in my back. Amen. I'm talking about the person on the other line. Not only that, trying to break a separation to God's people. Amen. I'm talking about some wicked, evil stuff that I knew that this individual has done. Amen. Done. I got the phone call. Did I went up in bitterness? Absolutely not. Did I went up into anger? Absolutely not. Did I say, oh, you know, what in the world are you doing calling me? You snake, you devil, all that kind of stuff? Absolutely not. Why? Because at the end of the day, people don't control me. At the end of the day, my God, I felt somebody got a breakthrough right there. At the end of the day, what somebody say about you, it doesn't determine your life. It doesn't determine your outcome. At the end of the day, I'm still walking in my blessing. At the end of the day, God's still prospering my life. He's still taking care of my family. At the end of the day, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. I declare and decree, and before this year out, you're going to mature. You're going to overcome every enemy. You're going to overcome people that don't put word curse over your life, word curse over your future. You're going to begin to make the enemy as your footstool. You're going to begin to show the enemy that not only I speak that no weapon formed against me shall not prosper, but I live it, I walk it, I talk it, I think it, I walk in it, I dream it, I have visions of it in my life, because it is what it is, it is what it is. I want somebody, is there anybody ready to be like a display, ready for God to use you like a model in the name of Jesus? Somebody need to say, I'm taking my life back in the name of Jesus. I'm out. I gotta go. Take your life back. Take your joy back. Take your happiness back. Take your peace back. Take your blessings back. Don't you give nobody the right. Don't you give your issues the right. Don't you give your circumstances the right to dictate to you how your life's gonna be. I'm happy because I choose to be happy. I'm blessed because I choose to be blessed. And your mess is not gonna determine my rest. And I'm out of here. God bless you. Back to you, evangelist.
Amen, amen. And the only declaration I want to put is through this time that you continue to have a happy heart. You have a happy heart for those that have afflicted you. Because when you sit and you try to go against what God has put in your heart and start talking bad about the person, guess what? You in the same position. But like he said, it did not dictate how he felt. Why? Because the wisdom of God is there, saints. The wisdom of God is there. It does not matter. You are whatever you think is, that's what you are. That's what you are. If you think that you're victorious, then you are victorious. If you feel that you're a failure, then you're a failure. I decree and declare on this day that you would take the instruction and the correction that God is placing in your life right now, so you will not continue to stay into the same place, that you will not continue to allow bitterness to take over you. You will not continue to allow self-condemnation to beat you up because you've been in a place that you refuse to let God, but you continue to let man dictate into your life. God is in the mix. He is in control. No matter how people may sit and they may look at it, God is mending broken hearts. He's bringing people back together. He's showing people their wrongness. He's showing you if you're right. He's helping you through the Holy Spirit. Let all that self get out of the place. Pride does not belong in the kingdom of God. And that's our biggest number one, one of our biggest weapons that Satan uses against us, pride. Because I'm going to tell you something. A person who has hurt me so badly in the past, back in my younger days, and I'm going to just tell it, my mama, that's one of my biggest persons on this day that can give me godly counsel, because she went through everything that she had to go through. She allowed God to strip her from the mess that she was caught up in from childhood and brought into her children's life. But I can tell you one thing, through transparency and her being transparent, once she made a conscious decision to let go of the old, let go of tradition, and then to identify the problems that she had in her life, that godly, she was able to give me godly counsel. And I'm going to tell you this. I myself used to put myself in situations, but my circle right now, it's three people in my life that can give me godly counsel. And other than that, and most of the time, I've already seek God's face, and he will come back and give me the answer or the revelation. Anybody else that's calling and doing the different things is falling on deaf ear. Because, see, I've been in a place where I did not have anything. I've been in a place where I've had everything. Now I'm in a place of the Lord. So wherever God chooses for me to have and for me to go, he knows my plans. That's where I'm at. So I'm seeking and I'm asking God. I'm seeking. I'm not choosing. I'm not making choices as to who God wants me to be around and to receive my godly counsel. He on the main line. I'm asking him to send them to me, to send them to me. The couple that's in my life now, God prophesied to me over 10 years ago. So the bottom line is that are you going to be in a place where you choose the world over what God has said to you? I don't know who the word was speaking to today, but I know it spoke to multiple people, the multitudes. I do know that because we've all been in a place where we have been hurt, we've been abused, we've been persecuted, but God is on the main line right now, and he's helping you. He helped you today. He gave you an answer today. He gave you food for thought today. You need to receive it and apply it in your life. And guess what? Stop looking back. Stop let your heart be happy. Even if you're going through a trial and tribulation, let your heart be happy. And how your heart is happy, one way is allowing wisdom to be your guide. The Holy Spirit and wisdom work together. You have to receive it. You have to activate it in your life. Do not let another day go by where you are in a place of darkness because of lack of knowledge. Because guess what? God is feeding you. He's opening up. His light is shining through. He is breaking. That light is breaking through the clouds, and it is illuminating. And if you choose to keep your blinders on, then God have mercy on you. But if you're in a place where you're ready to walk through the light and risk God has for you, don't let today go by. Do not allow another day go by that you are living in your past, that you are living in hate, that you are living in unforgiveness. God is love, and he is giving you the different tools to show you that he loves you unconditionally, and he wants great things for you. Get rid of that stinking thinking. Apply the word of God into your life. Ask God to renew your mind, creating you a clean heart, and do what God has for you. Whatever God has for you, you already know. You know. All you need to do is walk in it. As we always do, we leave you with love. We leave you with peace. We leave you with happiness, knowing that God is our everything. His Holy Spirit is going to lead us throughout the day. Just ask him. Give him the invitation. Give him the invitation because he is there. He is there ready to activating your force. And all over this country, this land, other lands, ask God to send you the godly counsel that you need. Ask him, tell him that I'm tired now. I'm ready. I'm ready for what you have for me. And let people go and let God into your life. Stop going backwards and forth. I don't know who the ball, bouncing the ball backwards and forth. Who is unbalanced at this point in time? Stop and ask God to give you balance, to balance your life out. and the way you're going to balance your life out, ask him to bring some people or a person, whoever it is, to give you the correction, and that correction is coming from God. We'll see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I keep telling you day after day, God is doing something. He is feeding us over and over and over. And if you are not being fed, forgive me, Lord, there's something going on with you. So I'm just asking you to, again, if you have somebody that you know is in a place right now where they need the words from God, invite them to come on. Invite them. And I'm more than sure if an overflow comes in, my apostle does not have a problem with setting up a second meeting, because it is his heart's desire to feed God's people. And we are just so thankful that he has answered the call, and he is being faithful, dedicated, and loyal, and not just that committed to what God has him doing at this place and time. And I definitely cannot forget my first lady, because she's right there, the helpmate with him, standing by his side every inch, always bringing out some godly words, even if she don't realize that she's doing it. Those words of God are coming out. Why? Because it is implanted. It is planted deep down, rooted in her soul. So I thank you both, and everybody over this land. Just thank God and give God his honor and his praise that he has you in a place to receive. In Jesus' name, we will see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Be merry. Have a heart. Have a happy heart today. Let nothing disturb your peace. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. When them diabolical forces come up against you, just sit. You ain't even got to say nothing. Just move your hand to the left, to the left, to the left. Get out of my face. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.